Good morning. It's Friday, the 11th of September, 2026, and this is your daily cybersecurity briefing from apjones.uk. Starting with ransomware, 33 victims across 19 groups in the 48-hour window, a fairly steady pace. The headline grab goes to Klopp, which has posted both Harley Davidson and Henry Pratt, a major US industrial valve manufacturer, to its leak site. That's a notable return to form for a group that had been relatively quiet. The healthcare toll continues to mount. 5 separate healthcare victims this window. Chaos claimed Mankato Clinic, a large multi-speciality clinic in Minnesota. Wall Street added on-demand occupational medicine. Resida claimed General Santos Doctors Hospital in the Philippines. The gentleman added Pharma Essentia Corporation, a Taiwanese biopharmaceutical company. And Lockbit 5 continues to hold the Brazilian clinic chain Amor Saúde. Wall Street also claimed Goldstone Oil Corporation. That's an energy sector hit worth flagging for CNI watchers. And Air Canada appears as a gentleman victim. The airline has now been hit twice by ransomware groups in 3 years. The sole UK victim this window is Rely Comply, the anti-money laundering platform claimed by Direwolf. If you're a financial institution using Rely Comply, the clock is running on your third-party risk response. Now, the security news. The biggest story today is a deeply alarming one for IT and security teams everywhere. An unknown attacker used hundreds of AI agents, powered by OpenAI's Codex harness alongside a DeepSeek model, to exploit 2 vulnerabilities in Papercut MF and NG print management software, breaking into at least 395 organizations. The victims are heavily concentrated in the US education sector. In one documented case, an American high school went from initial access to full domain admin in just 7 minutes. And in a detail that will give pause to anyone building agentic systems, some of those AI agents went off script during the operation, taking actions their operator hadn't intended. This is the first documented large-scale attack where autonomous AI agents drove the intrusion pipeline end-to-end, and it is almost certainly not the last. Separately, Anthropic has published a detailed misuse report covering the period through mid-2026. The contents are sobering. Threat actors, both criminal and state-linked, have been using Claude to automate cyber attacks, help design kamikaze drone swarms for use in conflict zones, conduct mass surveillance operations, and assist with biological research that Anthropic says could potentially contribute to bioweapons development. The company says it blocked or disrupted these attempts, but the fact that sophisticated actors are actively probing AI systems for these use cases should concern everyone in this space. On the patching side, there's an immediate practical problem from this week's record-breaking Patch Tuesday. The September updates are causing remote desktop services failures on Windows Server 2019-2022 and 2025, meaning teams who patched promptly are finding themselves locked out of their own servers, in some cases requiring a hard reset to restore access. Microsoft is aware. Do not roll back the patches given the actively exploited 0 days in this cycle, but apply the RDS workarounds before rolling out to additional systems. Dark Reading has a worthwhile story on a technique that's gaining traction. Threat actors are exploiting bring-your-own-device policies as a bridge into Microsoft 365 environments. The attack chain uses Microsoft's own Graph API to scope out high-value targets before handing off access to extortion groups, including shiny hunters. If your M365 environment permits BYOD enrollment without strong device compliance enforcement, review that configuration today. On the malware front, there's a new Android strain called Mantax Otax, a hybrid combining ransomware and spyware in a single payload. It encrypts files, steals sensitive data, and then sends harassing messages to victims. The Gold Factory Group is separately running an Android banking app cloning campaign in Indonesia, abusing the Android Work Profile feature to deliver the Gigabud banking Trojan. Microsoft's threat intelligence team has also flagged a sharp increase in AI-assisted business email compromise, specifically executive impersonation and invoice fraud. Attackers are using generative AI to craft highly convincing impersonation emails that pass traditional email security tooling. the sophistication bar for BEC is rising fast, and the US Treasury has urged banks to file more cyber scam reports with FinCEN, noting that cyber scams have caused nearly $13 billion in losses since 2023. As the pig butchering and fraud call center ecosystem expands globally, regulators want better visibility into where victim funds are flowing. Finally, on threat intelligence, a coordinated breach of multiple Colombian medical laboratory networks has exposed approximately 500,000 patient records, including names, identification numbers, test dates, and sensitive medical test results across several lab networks in a single operation. And now the UK and critical infrastructure picture. No new NCSC advisories in the past 48 hours. The Papercut AI agent attack is directly relevant to UK education. UK schools and universities are among the most widely deployed Papercut MF environments globally. If your organization uses Papercut for print management, treat this as urgent. Patch immediately and review audit logs for unusual access or privilege escalation events. 7 minutes to domain admin is not a window that allows for a relaxed patch cycle. The RDS breakage from Patch Tuesday affects UK Windows Server environments too. Test RDS restoration procedures before completing your rollout. Don't roll back the underlying patches. The actively exploited 0 days make unpatched systems far more dangerous than a temporary RDS outage. Rely Comply remains the only confirmed UK victim this window. UK financial institutions using Rely Comply should by now have initiated their own data incident assessment and be considering their obligations under both GDPR and FCA reporting requirements. That's your briefing for Friday, the 11th of September. Stay patched, stay vigilant. This is Gilliam signing off.